Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Veal Hoden, where many hats meet, has reached a milestone. What is Veal Hoden, and what's to celebrate? Let's go in-depth with Joel Bennett with Veal Hoden, Pella. So it's time for a celebration.
It is. It's been 2 years now that that Veal Hoden, as a, both a concept and a business, has been in Pella, and we're super excited to celebrate that two-year anniversary, as well as do a little grand reopening to show off the winnings of the furniture contest, the $25,000 that we received from Turnstone and Furniture, and we'd like to invite the public to come and be a part of it.
Well, and when is this?
October 1 is our anniversary date, and it's also the date, Monday, October 1, that we'll have our grand reopening. Folks can come in from 8 to 5, and we're offering free co-working, so they can bring in work, a laptop, whatever they want, drop in, work for a little while, try out the space, enjoy the festivities, and take a tour.
Tell us a little bit about the concept of Veal Hoden.
Well, Veal Hoden is really part of a larger movement called co-working, and co-working is something that is really come out of the early 2000s, a couple of large spaces on the West and East Coast, and that's really spread throughout the world. And co-working in general is just an opportunity for people who are going to be could work anywhere, mobile workers, folks that could work from home, could work from a coffee shop, to work in the same space together, and really with a focus on community and collaboration, and really putting that community and collaboration over a need for space.
And so there are some other benefits as well, I presume. Everybody doesn't have to have a printer, everybody doesn't have to pay for their wireless hookup, et cetera?
Right. So there is a lot of economies of scale that you can get from that, and I guess what you'd call cost sharing, in that, you know, you have one internet connection and everybody shares that as part of their rent or their membership. You share printers, you share just the space in general. Commercial space is not a cheap undertaking for a small business. And to go out, and if you only really need a space for an office and maybe a place to meet with clients, a couple hundred square feet is really not something you're going to find. Most of those commercial spaces are going to be a couple thousand square feet. And so to be able to get a location like that and split it up amongst many businesses, they get what they want. You have a great location for customers to come into, and also be able to share things like conference rooms and other pieces of overhead that, if you were to take it on yourself, would probably be too costly.
If you need the conference room, you just sign up for the schedule and...
Right. In a lot of ways, the things like the conference rooms, some of our other kind of flexible parts of the space, we have a kind of a kitchenette area with a large table too. If you want to sit down with a client, it's either on a scheduled basis or kind of a first come, first serve. And because people work together on a regular basis, there's just a lot of active and proactive communication going on in that respect. So it's pretty rare that if somebody has a need that they aren't able to have it met here and work together with other businesses to get it done.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joel Bennett with Veal Hoden. Can you give us a sample of businesses that use this space?
Yes. Well, we kind of have a mix of both what we call office space and mobile space. And so office space would be more of a traditional, I've got an office with a door that locks. And so we have seven of those currently. And in those spaces, we have CellTech, which is a phone distributor for commercial building. We also have The Right Place, which deals a lot with communications and writing and working with authors. We have Marion County Title and Mark Boscher from Petticoat Law, who have kind of in some ways maintain a satellite office here so they can serve their customers better. We also have Lean Technologies, which is a software manufacturing company based here in Pella. And then in the second phase of our space, we have Main Street Ministries, Many Hands for Hades, which are two of our nonprofit members, and a company that also works in the manufacturing software arena called Applied DEM. But we those are our, kind of our office space members. In the mobile space, we have a lot of folks that come and go, everything from salespeople to we've had some software developers, consultants, nonprofits, it's kind of the whole arena. The neat thing about it is we don't have any predetermined or predefined who do you have to be to work here. Really, at the end of the day, it's if you can work from anywhere, you can work here.
And so there's the opportunity to engage in conversation, share ideas with people from completely different backgrounds, business interests, etc.
Yes. The interesting piece for me when we started was we had a lot of what I would call more of your white-collar professionals, you know, writers, consultants, those types of things. And so you expect collaboration to happen in kind of like business fields. But when you have a contractor salesperson next to a tech developer, next to a writer, next to somebody that runs a local service business here in town, it's interesting to hear how ideas flow. So you have somebody that comes from a construction background that can push on it from that field and give you ideas on how, here's how we would look at that. And you could also have a tech developer give you the same kind of feedback, but from a different focus. And so for us, it's been great to kind of mix and match those personalities. And we've actually even had sessions like idea exchanges, what we call mini hat meetups or mini hat huddles, where we get people together to kind of problem solve just really from the seat that they sit in all the time, but to give perspective to other businesses that they may not get in their own industry.
So it's sort of like a mini college or university kind of setting.
Yeah, it's funny because we do talk about, you know, there's a big component of education and just and learning in that. And when I, you know, we could say that traditionally that's the, I'm going to go to class or I'm going to go to a webinar or I'm going to go to a seminar to learn. But a lot of that just happens organically, where I may talk to somebody and they say, here's a tool that I'm using, or when I work with clients, I do this, and it's something that you can immediately take and use in your business, and that collaboration happens daily. And so it's both awesome and rewarding to see it. At the same time, as a member of the space myself, it's been a huge tool for me to use, to be able to come here and bounce an idea off of somebody or have that water cooler conversation that I wouldn't have, you know, if I was working alone at home or out of a coffee shop in a booth by myself.
Do you try to facilitate these discussions since you know everybody?
Sometimes that needs to happen, especially as you bring in new members or you know a member has a problem and you think, oh, I should have them talk to this person. But quite often, it just happens on its own. You know, people will introduce themselves and say, here's what I'm with, and say, oh, I've got a question for you on that, or do you do anything with marketing in this way, or have you ever used this company for website services? And that knowledge sharing is kind of an expected piece of the space. And so a lot of times I don't even have to prod it along. It just happens.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joel Bennett with Veal Hoden. Now, I remember when you first started that we talked about the possibility of somebody outgrowing the space and growing their businesses where they would have to create a new space or move to a new space because they'd grown so much. And I know it's only been a couple of years, but has anybody done that?
Well, we haven't had any businesses that have kind of grown out and needed the space of their own. From the standpoint that they went from 100 square feet to 1,000 square feet. But we have had a couple of mobile members who have started here, kind of got their feet underneath them and moved to a space of their own. You know, that's been one of those. Some spaces are called incubation spaces, and their focus is really let's get the business started, march them along a defined process, and then you kind of push them out the door and on their own. In some ways, I guess you could call us more of a warming bin. We try to give folks an opportunity to kind of buy time. You know, in the way the economy is right now, it could be that they need to cut expenses for a little while so that they can get a new product or a new service ready. And once that's ready, they can kind of relaunch their business. And so they would go from a mobile member to an upgrading to actually being an office member here. That has happened a couple of times. We've also had some businesses who are using this as a satellite location. So they actually are based out of Knoxville or Des Moines, but are serving more clients in Pella. So they've been able to stay here. So in some ways, it kind of gives them an incremental growth opportunity. But we're still, you know, hopeful and expecting at some point we'll have a business that gives us the good news, bad news of, hey, I'm going to leave, but I'm leaving because I'm going to get a space of my own on the square, or I'm going to be building a facility here in town. And those are always great news pieces, and we're hoping for it.
Well, for a lot of people, it's important to use businesses that are local, and that if you are able to establish a local presence here, then that gives you a leg up if you were based out of another place. Right.
I mean, I think the thing that is neat about just small business in general, but I think that really gets showcased in a co-working environment, is the thing that people like about small businesses and local businesses is that they're building a relationship typically with the owner, with somebody they're going to see for years to come, where they may not see that in a large retail chain, or if they're going out of town, they're working with employees of that company, but maybe not, you know, the main people. In a small business, in a co-working setting, you're typically working with the business owners or the business managers. And so when they're here and they have an opportunity for a person to walk in off the street and meet a couple of different businesses, those relationships actually grow faster, because you've kind of taken away the invisible shroud of, you know, here's my retail space, here are some of my employees, who is it that I'm talking to? Here, typically, you're talking to a one-person employee and ownership group, or a solopreneur, or a two-person group where the owner is also working in it. And so by removing that, we've had customers come in and talk and say, you know what, I want to do business here because I just feel like I get a chance to be face-to-face with you all the time. Not something, again, that we would have thought of when we started the space, but it shows itself day in and day out, because people can walk in here, drop in, and actually talk to the people that they want to talk to.
Is there a balance that has to be struck between? It sounds like a lot of fun sitting around chatting about your businesses and your goals and learning what other people are doing, but sooner or later you've got to get some work done.
Yeah,
is that a challenge?
You know, there are some days where, you know, Friday afternoons, it can become a challenge because, and that happens in every business, but in a space like this where, you know, the folks that run the businesses are also the ones that are making decisions for the business. Every once in a while, a game of Mario Kart or some other video game will break out, just because it's like, I've had a long week. It's been a good week, but I'm done. It's 3:30. Let's relax a little bit. At the same time, you know, I came from a corporate setting where you have a whole bunch of people in the same space, and there are times where you just don't feel very productive and you just need to stand up and talk to somebody and kind of get yourself energized again. And because that's happening throughout the day here, that doesn't have to be a big event. That doesn't need to be a I'm taking the rest of the afternoon off kind of event. That's a I'm going to walk three steps down the hallway and poke in and you know, share a story, tell a joke, you know, goof around with somebody, and then I get back to work. And that's been the kind of the fun part of this. We've had people say before, or in the co-working movement in general, that people from the outside look at it and say, well, it's like joining the fraternity house with, you know, like a mall or a business park. And that's not really the case. It's more, to me, it's been more like creating a small business family and or a community where you've got people that you know, that you trust, that you respect. And, you know, some days you're going to want to just get heads down and be productive, and you've got a space to do that. And other days you want to stop and smell the roses a little bit and see how people are doing and just talk. And so that balance, for the most part, can be struck pretty easily. But every once in a while, if you walk in, we might be eating M&Ms and playing a little music just because it's been that kind of a day.
Well, and if you want to, you can get a space with the door, and you can just close it.
Yeah, and what's been fun for me is there are businesses that will come in, and they need to get some things done. They close the door, and they get to work. But most of the time here, when people are here, their doors are open. And so that kind of reinforces that community piece of, yeah, I'm in here, I want to get some work done, but, you know, don't feel like you can't pop your head in and say hi. or don't feel like I'm not going to step out every once in a while and stretch and walk around a little bit and catch up with what's been going on this week. And for me, as the guy that, you know, helped start this and in some ways curates the space, that's what I get excited about. I've never wanted to be a landlord or run a commercial space. I really want to help build community here with the businesses and give them a chance to be successful.
I bet a closed door is respected, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. A closed door is respected just as much as the person that's sitting out in the open with their laptop that's wearing headphones. I mean, headphones are kind of the do not disturb, or if you're going to disturb, do it quickly kind of message that's sent. And we know that people are here to get work done. It's just that we want to do it a little bit differently.
Tell us about the event again. When is it?
October 1st, 8 to 5. Folks can just come on in. We'll be here all day, and so a member of the staff here will give you a tour, talk to you about co-working. We'll also be running some membership specials to celebrate our two-year anniversary. And so on October 1, if folks are interested in getting a spot here, monthly memberships will be, if you buy 2 months, you actually get the third month for $2 to celebrate our two-year anniversary. And but really, it's just an event to give people an understanding of what is co-working, what is the space like, and to hang out in the new furniture and have a little fun.
Thanks to Joel Bennett for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.